This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Presidential candidate John Kerry may be causing the opposite of what he intends when he campaigns against outsourcing. Kerry wants to change the tax code to make it harder for companies to move jobs to places like China or India. His proposals have led to an unexpected reaction. Miranda Kennedy reports from Bangalore, India, where Western companies open two or three new offices every week.
Bangalore used to be known as the retirement paradise of India. Now it's the fourth largest technology cluster in the world. Bangalore has so much Western money pouring into it that it doesn't look like India anymore. It's a city of sleek high-rises, shopping malls, and streets that are clogged with expensive cars. Revenue for call center businesses in India grew by 46% to almost $4 billion during the last fiscal year. The number of workers in India's technology sector jumped to more than 800,000 in that period. More than 65% of the companies with operations in Bangalore are American. And by making outsourcing a campaign issue, John Kerry has actually brought more U.S. business to Bangalore, according to Indian executives. B.V. Naidu, director of the government initiative, the Software Technology Parks of India, says he should thank him for all the free advertising.
Now, with all the backlash that was created, even though it has attracted a lot of political attention and media attention, we have been noticing a lot of mid-sized and smaller corporates from U.S. are also started looking at India for outsourcing. So we got an indirect mileage out of this.
There isn't yet a group called Bangalore for Bush, but there might as well be. There is concern in India about how the U.S. elections might affect the industry. Executives in Bangalore are aware that at least 38 state legislatures have or are considering anti-outsourcing proposals, and that John Kerry has promised to end tax breaks for companies that move jobs overseas. Kerry's promise causes some anxiety in call centers like this one in Bangalore. Anshul Partak is a 23-year-old trainer here. He says nearly half his university class went to work in call centers after graduation. But despite the smart starting salaries and cool Western atmosphere of call centers, this is really hard work. Many employees succumb to the stresses of the job. Call center burnout has become a common phenomenon among 20-somethings in India who work through the night taking calls from America. And there's social disapproval, too.
Because it takes a lot of time to change the Indian society's mind. They think working in the night is not right. They think this is just pocket money. It's like the IT boom. This boom also would go off in some time. So don't waste your time doing all this.
Partak's parents strongly disapproved of him taking the job in a call center, but relented when he said it was just a stepping stone to a career as a software engineer. And that's where the outsourcing industry achieves perfect balance, says Ravi Ramu, chief financial officer of Emphasis, which does IT consultancy for financial institutions like JP Morgan Chase.
No, I think, it's fair to say that outsourcing is going to benefit U.S. corporations as well as Indian ones. It's a partnership. The advantages for American companies are very, very obvious, both in terms of ability, scale, size, and cost. I think that's a quite a potent combination if you put it all together.
Bangalore is hoping that American companies' positive attitude about outsourcing to India won't change, even if the president does, come November. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy.